Chapter 10. All Communication Brings the Common Ground of Understanding. 3 weeks later, when Michael pulled up to 12 Pillars, there was Charlie, the gate swung wide open and what looked like grease halfway up to his elbow. Michael parked just inside the gate and walked up to Charlie. "I would shake your hand, but you wouldn't want a greasy palm," Charlie said. "This time I agree with you." "Well, you won't be much help then, will you?" Charlie said, smiling. "I can be your tool hander-overer," Michael said, impressed with his new word. "Hander-overer? I haven't heard that one before." "Oh, yeah, I'm one of the county's best tool hander-overers. Been practicing it for years." "Well, I'll be the judge of that. Come on over and I'll show you what I'm doing. Each of these gates weighs over 1,000 pounds. Today they would be made much lighter with more modern materials, but that's what was available when it was done. Because of that, it has a huge motor and mechanism. I knew that I needed to replace some of the bearings and repack them. That's what the grease is for. It's kind of messy, but necessary." "Boy, Mrs. Davis would have a fit if she couldn't get out to do her shopping if I let it break down."
"I've never met her either. What's she like?"
"Oh, a fine lady. Very beautiful. Treats her husband like a king. There's a great marriage in that house. But enough about that. You're here to work and to learn about the next two pillars of success, right? Let's see. There are three more, so we're at numbers 10 and 11.
"That's right, at least by my calculations."
"Well, let's start with number 10, then. Number 10 is all about communication. Mr. Davis always says that since success is based on human relationships and communication is the foundation for people working together, it's extremely important. In fact, he says, and I quote, "Communication is two or more people working together to find the common ground of understanding, and when they find the common ground, they are positioned to have tremendous power together." If you think about it, that's so true, whether it's talking about a marriage relationship, a business relationship, or parents talking with their children. You see, Michael, people are so different, even the ones who like each other. And when we get to moving forward in our relationships, it can be hard communicating when times are going well, let alone when times are going not so well.
"Yeah, I know about that firsthand," Michael said. "Seems like Amy and I are from different planets. She talks and I can't get it, and then I talk and she can't get it. I just don't get it. And then I go to work and the same thing happens with my boss."
"I see. Well, this happens with everyone, really. Communication is hard. But one of the reasons that it's hard is because so many people aren't looking at it as a practice wherein two people are trying to find common ground. Most of the time, each person is fighting to get the other person to give up their ground and come over to his or her ground. Then it's a turf battle. Instead, each should look for the common ground."
"That's a good point. I know that with Amy, I think we just try to get each other to come over to our side."
"But I bet it wasn't like that when you were first dating or first married, was it?"
Michael laughed. "No, it was more like, 'No, honey, how about your way? No, let's do it your way.'"
"That's human nature for you, Michael. It happens frequently. You were much more likely to find the common ground and work with her and defer to each other because you were still trying to close the deal. Close the deal. Get her to marry you. It's classic."
"Yeah, I agree."
"So if you want to communicate well with Amy, or anyone for that matter, work to find common ground, and it will be work."
"Oh, believe me, I know that. Communication is just so difficult."
"Mr. Davis always says, communication isn't just what you say, it's also how you say it, when you say it, and the receptiveness of who you say it to. And that's just the half of it. The other half is making sure you really listen. So it isn't just the meaning of the words, it's the tone. Are you talking down to the person? It's the timing. I'll bet Amy always wants to talk about relationships during the football game, right?"
"Yeah, and to be fair, I'm always interrupting her when she's trying to watch a love story."
"Michael, you are sounding downright stereotypical," Charlie chuckled.
"It's true, I'm not making it up.
And you have to make sure that the person is ready to hear what you have to say. If they aren't, save it. Say it later."
"Yeah, I've learned that the hard way, too."
"But the most important thing, Michael, about communication is listening."
"Sure, we have listening skills seminars at work about every other year."
"I'm sure those are valuable, but it isn't the skill that's the most important. It's the character behind the skill. First and foremost, you have to care enough and value the other person enough to want to listen."
"Well, don't you want to listen if you're listening?"
"Michael, this is a perfect point. Mr. Davis always says that most people aren't listening. They're merely waiting for the other person to take a breath so they can interrupt them and speak their own mind."
"Yeah, I guess that's true," Michael concurred.
"What would happen, Michael, if you were actually listening, rather than just waiting for Amy to take a breath so you could jump in with an alternative opinion? What would happen if you tried to see it her way and understand her? I'll tell you what would happen. It would change the nature of your marriage. And if people in general would catch this, it would revolutionize the world.
I agree with you, but that's a huge job. I mean, Amy and I can do it because we can agree to do it together. But what a job it would be to get everybody to do that. How could that be done? That's a very good question, and it's a perfect segue to the next pillar of success. Oh, do tell.